We have our yearly calendar that begins on January 1st. We have a financial calendar that begins on July 1st. We have an academic calendar that begins usually around the end of August, first part of September. And we have a new liturgical year that begins on the first Sunday of Advent. And so here we are in this first Sunday of Advent, so Happy New Year. From the day Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden until the day our Lord was born, the world was living in the first Advent, waiting for the coming of the Messiah. Since the day Christ ascended into glory until the day he returns again in glory, we are living in that second Advent. And we're not waiting for a Savior to come, but we're waiting for the Savior to return so that we can all share in the glory that is his and that is ours too because of our faith and devotion and love for Christ and God our Father. So here we are in a second Advent, waiting and watching. The Advent season not only marks the 4 weeks before our Lord's birthday, Advent reminds us once again that Christ will return. And as we heard in the last couple weekends, and we even hear on this weekend, is that the Lord will return, so we need to be alert. We need to be watchful. We need to be patient. We may need to be living out our lives as disciples, following what Christ left to us before he ascended to the Father. In each new liturgical year, we hear from a different evangelist. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are on a 3-year cycle, and from now until next Christ the King, we will be hearing from the Gospel of St. Matthew. St. John's Gospel is sprinkled in around Christmas, Lent, and Easter. The Gospel of Matthew was written around between the years 80 and 90. And St. Matthew is writing to newly converts from Judaism. And so he's trying to show to them in his writings that everything that was foretold in the Old Testament, which was at the heart of who the Jewish people were, is now fulfilled in Christ. Jesus has fulfilled everything that God promised to the prophets and the law, and they get to see that through the Gospel of Matthew, the eyes of Matthew. And Matthew has a unique way of presenting Jesus as the new Moses, for we will hear him for several weeks later of on the mountaintop. Just as Moses was on the mountaintop and received the law and brought that forth for the Jewish people, Jesus is on the mountaintop giving us a new law, which will always consist of the Beatitudes. And so he's showing to the Jewish people, Jesus is now the new Moses for all of us. After the last 9 months, I wouldn't mind if Christ came back tonight. That would be very easy, and I think I would enjoy it. I hope so. Being a disciple, though, it's not easy. Being a disciple takes courage. It takes perseverance. It takes prayer. It takes fortitude, and it also takes hope and joy. None of us like to suffer, and I surely do not like to see anyone suffer. Jesus has told us that to be a disciple means that we will have to pick up our cross daily and follow after him. We never face difficulties, though, alone, because Christ is here. And even though sometimes my emotions may tell me one thing, and it doesn't always mean that they're correct, but the Word of God is. And Jesus told us, I am with you always until the end of the ages. And so I am never alone. I know I'm not alone, even though sometimes I may feel it. I take comfort in knowing the truth of Christ, that I am with him and he is with me. And he will bring me through all things, no matter what. And I face the challenges of life with my hand in his. And he invites all of us to have that same trust and confidence to put our hands into his and just turn everything over to him. And perhaps as we prepare for the birthday of our Lord, which is only 27 days away, may we pray for a renewed sense of hope and joy in our own lives as disciples, as we take courage and perseverance and pray and have fortitude, but but also with that hope and joy that Christ, who is at the center of our lives, whom we love devoutly and want to follow into eternity, that we can bring that forth in our own struggles and still into a struggling world, so that if they can see the joy and hope in our lives and the perseverance of remaining faithful, maybe their lives can be a little bit better off because you and I are there. As we watch for the Lord, may we live in that faith-filled hope and joy of our coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.